the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad's with us. Brad Bauer Sports on Fridays. If you have a question, post it on Twitter at Billis King. Use the hashtag AskBP. Rob in the 210 starts it off here. Brad says, guys, there's no value in the P4 conference futures. It's all chalk. Now, P4 is what we call it, Brad, because we do not acknowledge the Pac-12 as part of a power conference. So we call it the P4. But anyways, he says, what about the other conference, way out west, is there any value in the conference futures in the Pac-12?
Not really, in my opinion, because I could see any number of teams winning it. I mean, if you wanted to take a little bit of a long shot, you know, Utah probably getting a little bit disrespect. I think I did put a little small wager on them, 10-1 to win the Pac-12. Obviously, the favorite in the North is going to be Oregon. Favorite in the South is going to be USC. But I don't think it's runaway in either division. In fact, I don't think that's the case at all. I think actually in the North, Washington has a much more favorable schedule than the Ducks do. And then in the South, I think I trust Arizona State a little bit more, and they host USC. And again, Utah style of play, and even watching, I've watched every single Pac-12 spring game. It just, you know, it's different from a physical standpoint. I mean, I guess the way I could put it is a lot of teams out here on the West Coast, Bill, play patty cake. Utah plays pancake. I mean, outside of Charlie Brewer, all their quarterbacks are live, and they got after their quarterbacks. So Utah, you know, kind of a long shot there, 10-1, might be worth a small flyer.
Yeah, Cal Whittingham is a tough guy coach, and they play that style. They don't play the chuck and duck. Now, they throw the ball, but they're not about how many plays they can get in a game, how many yards they can throw. They're about physicality. You're right. Might be the – and not that the other ones can't get physical, but they're the ones that are truly devoted to it.
Yeah, on a consistent year-in and year-out basis. You know, Jimmy Lake, a new coach of Washington, he's entering a second year. But, you know, they only got four games in. Looks like they're kind of committed to that style of play as well. But, again, last 4 or 5 years, Utah's played like what Stanford did, you know, or under Harbaugh and early Shaw. They've gotten away from it, Stanford, and Utah's kind of replaced them as a physical team. And it's just not physicality. I mean, Charlie Brewer was impressive with the Utes. He was 15 out of 15, the Baylor transfer in the spring game, and they bring in a couple of transfers at running back from Oklahoma and LSU. Curry from LSU just doesn't look like any other running back in the Pac-12, the way he runs. And just as far as an overall athlete. So there's a lot more to just physicality, and the reason I think 10-1 Utah isn't too bad from a value aspect.
What is Southern Cal's ceiling this year? Could they be a perimeter, that's probably not the right word, national threat?
No, I don't see it. I don't think they're good enough on the offensive line. Keaton Slovis, to me, just isn't progressing. He is what he is at this point. Keep in mind, he was a 3-star recruit, you know, played you know, above his talent level his freshman season. Last year struggled a little bit. Thought he struggled a little bit in the spring game. To me, they're two best players. Drake London on the offensive side of the ball, wide receiver. Drake Jackson at defensive end. You know, I guess what I'm most optimistic is, you know, you put Corey Foreman, the nation's number one overall recruit, on that other defensive end spot. They'll be able to get after the quarterback, the Trojans. But I just watching their game, they just the operation was sloppy. Just penalties, just the interceptions, drop ball. I'm not a huge Clay Helton fan. He's a coordinator, not a coach. I just Ingram, the transfer running back from Texas, looked okay. I mean, talent's there, but with that being said, also they didn't have two great recruiting classes that are now their sophomores and juniors, Bill. And by not great, I mean not top 20 either one. In fact, the sophomore class wasn't even in the top 50. And I got to be honest with you, a little bit of that showed in the spring game that I watched. So, no, I don't like USC to make a move nationally.
Let's just stay in Los Angeles, and I know we've talked about it, but UCLA flashed some last year. They really did. I there were moments where I'm watching UCLA, and I'm impressed. They didn't stay consistent, per se, but I saw a couple of signs that at least gave me some hope for Chip Kelly turning things at UCLA.
Yeah, I agree. They just couldn't close the deal. A lot of
right.
games. USC game was close. Stanford game was really back and forth. It's a team probably flying a little bit under the radar. If a couple of those games go their way, I think more people are talking about UCLA. I like it. I mean, I like the team. It's by far the best personnel Chip's had. The only issue is, again, he's in the same division as USC. He's got a little bit better personnel. Arizona State, who I think is going to be really good this year. Utah, I just kept on saying, is a decent value. I mean, somebody's going to have to lose the game. And I think Colorado exceeded expectations last year. And watching their spring game, I think they're going to be better than expected. So, yeah, UCLA, on paper looks good, but a lot of teams in the Pac-12 on paper look good. And, you know, I think the Pac-12 is going to beat each other up. And nationally, people are going to, you know, frown upon the Pac-12. For just not being that good. I think this year they might have a lot of nobody really top 10 caliber, maybe outside of Oregon, but I think that they got a lot of top 30 caliber teams, and UCLA might be one of them. The great thing about week one this year, Bill, is we're going to find out what a lot of these teams are made of. UCLA is going to be one of them. They host LSU.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Checks in with us every Friday. Any handicapping questions, gambling questions you may have. Have you gone through the entire P5 to date, Brad, in your studies?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, later today I'm going to post up. It's like 25-some pages on my spring game notes. I think I watched 46 of them. UCLA hasn't played their spring game yet, so hopefully I can get a good look at them next week. But I'll post all that. I'm pretty much through everything at this point. I'm ready for week one line, season win totals, a bunch of that stuff to start dropping here.
I didn't realize that. I figured everybody, I believe Oregon or Oregon State had one last week in a spring game, but I thought everybody, so UCLA still got theirs to play. Wow.
Yeah, Rutgers and Stanford also have to play next week.
Wonder what the thinking is there. That's awfully I mean, you play and then you get them, you let them go away for a couple of weeks and they're coming right back and you just played football.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't like what and I think some of it had to do with COVID. They were dealing with some issues there.
Yeah.
I don't know, state of California is just, I mean, it is what it is at this point. But I think that's the main reason. But you're right. Can't get anybody nicked up because at this point you're talking about missing fall camp.
Yeah, I would much rather start early, get in whatever I needed to get in, get all the surgeries, because that time of year in the late winter, early spring is the time when you have a lot of your players get their necessary surgeries and things, just maintenance, body maintenance work, right? And it gives you all that recovery time, et cetera. Wow. But I guess these teams, and again, I don't know what Stanford's doing in particular, but I guess it's probably calendar-wise just what they had to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, you know, Stanford won. And keep in mind, Stanford was all playing a bunch of road games last year, couldn't even play at home. So I think they wanted things to settle a little bit where they could get in at least a normal, as normal as possible spring.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. Looking, let's move east a little bit, but not too far over into the southeast. We'll go to the Big 12 region. Is there, once you get past Oklahoma, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Texas, is there any team that might have a chance in that remaining group?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I would have liked to have been able to see TCU, but Gary Patterson plays it pretty close to his vest. Right. I mean, I did watch West Virginia's spring game. I like Neil Brown, and it looks like he's getting paid now, $4 million a year. Kudos for him. Nagy, the quarterback for them, looked a little bit better than what I saw on tape last year. I like their wide receiver core. They got a kid up front on the defensive line, Stills, name to keep an eye on. He's probably one of the better defensive linemen in the Big 12. It's just that their schedule is really tough. In non-conference action, they open up at Maryland. They also play Virginia Tech, so West Virginia plays 11 P5 teams or P4 teams. You know, about 10, I guess I shouldn't count Kansas. But schedule's the only thing holding West Virginia back from. I think they could be a tough out for an Iowa State or an Oklahoma.
Jeff, too. Bill, ask Brad. He says, I know many people don't like tying up their money long term, but at this time last year, Tampa Bay was 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. Are there any long shots out there in the Super Bowl odds area worth a long term bet?
You know, I haven't gotten to them yet. I'll say this though, with the fact that, you know, Tampa Bay returns all 22 starters, first time in the free agency era in the NFL, we're talking 25 years. That a team returns all 22 starters, any team, let alone the defending Super Bowl champ. I mean, I think them and what Kansas City did to rectify their major weakness, that being offensive line, I mean, those two teams are clear-cut the best two teams in the NFL. I know that's not breaking news or whatever because they just played each other in Super Bowl, but I think those two teams, if anything, have extended the gap between the rest of the NFL this offseason. So, I mean, I'd favor both by more than a field goal on any other team in the NFL. So, right now, no. And, you know, Tampa Bay is a team that I think could have a much easier path than Kansas City. So, I think you're betting outside those two teams, even though it's a parity-driven league. I just, as of right now, at the end, in middle of May, I just don't see it. So, no. And I'll say this, to extend it over to college, if you're betting outside of five teams, those five teams being Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Georgia, I mean, I'll book it, to be honest with you, because I don't see anybody outside those five teams in college football winning it this year. So if you want to get a nice, juicy bet, I'll personally book it.
Brad's with us, BradPowerSports.com. More as we continue after the break. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's busy out here as expected. 24 here up by Bell Road. All that traffic flow coming out of Rutherford County. There's a couple of wrecks. One at Vaughn's Gap Road at Highway 100. It's out on the west side. It's still busy on I-40 East, but it's moving fairly decent as you make your way up through Kingston Springs. All the traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium Sleep of the Sharks is coming up on June 11th. All the details. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
2020 was a challenging year, but things are looking up, including the stock market's performance. But will it last? Hi, I'm Ken Murray, Senior Advisor at Retirement Planners of America. If you are 50 or older, call us today to schedule a free consultation to learn more about our Invest and Protect strategy that is designed to help mitigate the risk of the stock market. Call us today at 800-375-1159 to schedule your free assessment. That's 800-375-1159.
It's the Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 49. Sunshine for Saturday, high 78. Saturday night, chance of showers, cloudy, lows near 58. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers Sports. I'm not sure exactly what the question is here, Brad, but I'll fire away. Name, image, likeness. I know when you're studying teams, going league to league, team by team, that's really not an item, and it's really, at least at the moment, it's not even implemented yet, but it's about to be. My question to you, I guess, is in the future. Maybe it's more 2022. And those years after, when's it going to be time for you and your evaluation to consider a school's muscle when it comes to name, image, and likeness? And could that redraw some of the power in college football? Or, and I'm way too long-winded, will it just make the Alabamas and Clemsons and Ohio States even stronger?
I'm more in the latter. The rich get richer. I mean, you're seeing that in the transfer portal. I mean, that which was supposed to even the playing field, and I just don't see that being the case. So I'm more in the latter, but I guess in theory, it should help the schools that, you know, have really big brands that just for some reason or another can't get over the top, that being the Texases, the USCs, the Miami Floridas of the world. Maybe, you know, one or two of those can emerge, and, you know, that would certainly help out a little bit of the balance in college football. But right now, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, I just expect them to get stronger.
We were listing, not really attempting to list, but it was happening organically on the show, what we think are unintended consequences here. And the list is infinite. Literally, it's infinite. Here's just one. Johnny Five Star signs with school XYZ. And not only does he sign with this school, let's say it's a power school, but he gets a pretty juicy name, image, likeness endorsement. I'll just make up some shoe company, for example. He gets there, Brad, and he's not real good. He's not getting to play. And that happens. I mean, sometimes five stars do play like you thought, five star. Sometimes they disappoint. We've seen both through the years. What happens to that kid then? And do they pull his sponsorship? Or let's say, Brad, he feels like he's not being treated right on the depth chart and he transfers. What happens?
Who knows?
And that's just one.
You know, that's very plausible, and some of that is going to, in fact, happen right away. I have no idea. It's going to be a mess. I have no idea, and I really worry about the future of the sport.
I know.
And
I do too.
Look, I'll just say this. I mean, if it's so bad, I mean, if you think that these players aren't getting treated fairly, look at how many kids decided to come back for a sixth year, the super seniors. I mean, it's incredible when you look on a, you know, team in and team out basis. Outside the teams that lost kids that were talented enough to go to the draft, I mean, everybody is back. And if college football is so bad and these kids aren't getting treated fairly, why would all these kids come back for yet another year of playing college football?
That's a good point. I don't know that I've even considered that yet, but that's a very, very the answer is they're getting treated very well. And frankly,
oh yeah, they are.
And Brad, frankly, in most of their lives, this is probably the best they're ever going to be treated. Because think about it, everything that they have, maybe not their vehicle, maybe not their transportation, but everything that they have related to campus life is given to them. They don't owe it back. Plus, for several years now, we've had full cost of attendance means they put cash in your pocket. Not only is everything you have paid for, never to be owed back, it's a freebie, but they put cash in your pocket. Other than the ones, Brad, who go on to the NFL and make millions, this is the best most of them will ever be treated.
Yep. Couldn't have said it better myself.
But it's not enough. it's not good enough.
I'll say that's the society we're living in. I'll say of all the sports that reflects society, college football does, because, I mean, it's all areas of the country, different states, different cultures. I mean, it reflects our society more, in my opinion, than any other sport. So, yeah, still not good enough.
Here's another angle. And you just touched on it a bit there about society. A football locker room it's supposed to be a harmonious area. You have blacks, you have whites, you have different religions, you have different politics, you have different socioeconomic backgrounds, some well off, some not so well off. But the locker room is a brotherhood, right? I mean, whatever your politics, religion, skin color, that locker room, we're all together, right? We fight as one. And it's a beautiful thing. Whether you win or lose, we're together. I might not think like you do about some other things. You may be richer than me from your family. But we're all together in here with one common goal, and that's to fight. And we fight together, and we stay together. And that, again, that's a beautiful thing. And that's what coaches tell us, Brad, is their favorite part. Is the relationships and the locker room and the day-to-day grind, but we're all here together. Once you start name, image, likeness, and Johnny Five Star is going to be making all the money, and there are going to be some in there, Brad, probably a lot of people, who are not attractive when it comes to name, image, and likeness. You're talking about a very delicate ecosystem in that locker room, aren't we? I mean, that could be a problem.
Very much so. Now you're, you know, all the bad of society that you're kind of block that out when you're inside that locker room. Now you're bringing in those socioeconomic sort of say, and I don't think it's going to be a good thing. I mean, in fact, if I could find a way to bet that it'll be a negative, I would do so right now. I don't know how I could do it, but I would bet it that it will be a long-term negative. Again, couldn't have said it better myself when you said, I love college football. It's, it's almost like, coming together, all your differences for the greater good of that team. And you just don't see that in other parts of our society. In fact, it's very rare. But trying to, implement, what I perceive to sometimes be bad parts of our society in that locker room, I don't know. I mean, I've been a college football fan my whole life. If you're to ask me 20 years from now, do you expect to absolutely be a fan? I can't, pound my fist and say that's going to be the case, Bill.
I mean, think about it. In a locker room, they don't say, okay, Catholics over here, Baptists over there, white people here, black people there, politics over here, your politics. They're all fighting together. You lift weights together. You practice together. You have meetings together. You watch film together. And now you bring the almighty dollar into it. And people are getting, it's going to be. Brad, I know we don't need to solve all that today. We'll figure it out as it happens. But it's at least worth a conversation right now, I think.
Absolutely, it is. And there's nobody I'd rather have that conversation with than you, Bill.
We're trying, man. We're trying. Hey, question here I just got. Penn State, what are your feelings for them this season coming up?
They're going to be much improved, the Nittany Lions, but they're one of those few Power 5 teams that didn't get a chance. They didn't have a televised spring game. It's a little tough in that regard. Experienced team coming back just like any other. The question is, can Clifford, a quarterback, take the next step? I'm not sure that that's going to be the case there as far as, hey, can he take the next step and Penn State be a legitimate threat to the Buckeyes in that East Division of the Big Ten? I think they're the second-best team in that East Division. I think they're a borderline top 10 team if we're just power rating teams nationally. But the beauty, again, of week one this year, Penn State plays at Wisconsin. And both teams had disappointing seasons a year ago. Both played better at the end of the season compared to what they were at the start. So we're going to find out about both Penn State and Wisconsin immediately, week one. I won't have questions after that one, in my opinion.
That's a very good point. Jeff, too, says, guys, another example of unintended consequences with Dame image likeness. He says, how about this? Johnny Five-Star out versus Alabama because of a sponsorship conflict, meaning maybe he's in a snit with a sponsor because it's not the money he wants. So he says, I'm not playing. Or how about this scenario he throws up, Brad? Out versus Southern Cal, Johnny Five-Star is, because of tax evasion. Because that's taxable income, right? You just can't say, you can't tax me here.
Yeah, I could see that. Or I'll add another problem that I think arises from the expansion of the playoffs. Games don't matter as much. Everybody's getting into the playoffs. Why not take a few games off at this point? Playoffs are all that matters coming up, and we got multiple games coming up in the playoffs. Why not take a few games off at the end of the season? I think that's all on the table in addition to the name, image, likeness, contract complex, sort of say.
Because, Brad, if every Saturday doesn't really matter anymore, which that's where we're going, the one thing about college football, I try to explain to my pro people. They say, well, Bill, but a team can lose and still get. Yeah, but here's the point. College football week to week feels like it matters, okay? And that's all that matters. It feels like every weekend is vital. We do know you can lose a game. You can't lose two unless you're LSU back in 07, but you can lose one game. Well, let me back up, Brad. Some teams can lose one game. Some teams can't even lose a game. You'd have to be undefeated, and even then you may not even get in. But in the future, you're right. It's going to get to the point with the expansion of the playoffs where every Saturday will clearly not be that important. and you could rest people or they could sit out in the name of we're getting there anyways, what's the point?
That's going to happen. You know, this just isn't speculation. This is what the future of the sport is. And, again, it's not good. But, yet we got national media people. I mean, they pound their fists like they're right, and they're the end all. I mean, and it's going to be great for the sport. Those are the same people that really lacked a lot of self-awareness, lacked the failure to read the room last year when it came to COVID. And politics aside, I don't care if you're pro or against whatever side it was, the fact that these same national media people that were just pushing all these agendas didn't even understand their own audience. I don't know, Bill. There's a lot of frustrations. I guess I just can only control what I do on a week in and week out basis. That's just try to win more bets than I lose.
Chris, down in Alabama, says, I got a question, guys. Could you see a coach or a program, let's just say Alabama, he says, tell recruits they aren't getting involved in NIL? Absolutely not. You couldn't compete if you did. You can't. Brad, you cannot publicly, if you're a coach, suicide would be coming out at a podium and saying, I'm not for more for the players. You're dead then.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, you... And here's what I'm told, Brad. I'm told behind the scenes at almost every school saying, what a absolute pain in the neck. This is not where we want to go. But nobody, Brad's going to say this publicly. And you cannot be – if you're in the game where you've got to go recruit, which is the name of the game, right, and you're on record as not being for more, then good luck walking in that living group, right?
Yeah. Yep. You can't say it, but you're right. I know deep down a lot of people, and that just, again, reflects society. A lot of people want to say stuff but are afraid of the intended consequences that come from saying what you really feel deep down. Just a lot of people just, you know, keep it quiet, and I think a lot of these college programs, I mean, just the fear of what's happening next. And, again, you're going to have to – you want to talk about staffs. You're going to have to start hiring more people to handle it, because I could see several full-time people just be in charge of what's all going on there. Lawyers got to be happy, I can tell you that.
Brad, tell everybody how they can get all of your information.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. A lot of good info, free info right there if you want to check out the spring guide. Speaking of free info, again, later today, I would say in about 3-4 hours, I will post all my spring game notes. I've never seen anyone do this, but I watched 46 games. I had detailed notes on a lot of players, a lot of teams. Usually my thought process of you know, projected records for all those teams that I saw, you can get that for free. Go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, always a pleasure. We'll see you next week, sir.
All right. Take care, Bill.
There he is. Mr. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Just looked up. I just turned it on. The market is happy again today. Isn't that amazing? We had several bloody days early in the market. Remember, I warned you, if you're afraid of blood, if you faint at the sight of blood, don't look. You can look now. It's nice and green. The S&P right now is about up 32. Yesterday was a very green day. Oh, and GameStop and AMC jumped significantly. Some said that people are pulling out of crypto and putting their... Now, I don't think people are getting out of the crypto. I think there's just a nice organic adjustment you saw. Ask Jeff, too. He's the one. Jeff, too, is the one with all the Dogecoin. There's the music. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving here on 24 up by Harding Place. Lots of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Give yourself extra time. Still trying to finish up the paperwork in that earlier crash over on the west side of town at OHP at Highway 100. Still moving down 65 right now as you make your way down through Madison. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811 online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio. If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Interesting day. Yeah, we've had an interesting day on the show. I love going into shows not knowing. I mean, I know the parameters in my mind. I know the parameters in my mind, but I don't know which way the wind's exactly going to blow. Pretty much every day on the show, and I do that on purpose. I do not map out. I know somebody called. When was it? Maybe a couple months. Bill, I'm sure you've got these all written out in this block here and this over here. Not at all. Not at all. That is not what I do. There is nothing written down about what we're doing this particular block on the show, ever. I do not do that. Just my way, okay? Just the way I do it. Not saying that's everybody's way. I'm just saying that's the way I do it. And I love the way the show flows around to wherever. Let me go back to something before I take this call here. Back to the name, image, likeness, and all that that's coming. It's coming. And we've spent quite a bit of time on it. But again, the college football scene is our world, right? That's the world we choose to live in. We love it. Even when things like this are going on that I don't approve of, still love it. Still absolutely love it. But let me repeat something. For the majority of players, the rest of their lives outside of college and outside of the football, they're being treated right now better than they'll ever be treated again. The rest of their lives until they die. Now, again, the ones that get drafted and make millions and millions of dollars, obviously they're getting their riches because of their abilities and all that and their hard work. That's the exception. That's a very small percentage. The ones that we watch playing in college football, the ones that you watch excel in the NBA, who make the tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions in some cases. That's the exception, I understand. But for the majority, overwhelming majority, 90-something percent, this is the best they will ever be treated. Everything they do is paid for, and they don't owe it back. Everything. Everything related to the college, and they do it, and they get to play a fun sport. They wouldn't be there if they didn't like football, right? You get to play. You have the privilege of playing, speaking of privilege, the privilege of playing college football, which is not common. Very few get to play college football. And everything you do other than, now again, related to the school, is paid for. Everything. Plus cash in your pocket. Tell me where in life you're going to have it better than that, for most of them. Now again, maybe some of them go on to be a CEO and they make $15 million a year. Okay, that's the exception too. For most of them, you ain't getting it better than you got it at the college you're at. But the media, the lying-stinking media, tells you every day they don't get anything. That's so ironic. I will never get past that. I will never be able to get past that. R.D. in Kolioka, welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Mr. King. Thought I'd call and give you a brief report on the summit scrimmage yesterday, if you're interested.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know what happened.
Okay. I tell you, I come away most impressive with the offensive line play. They really appear to be just quite a cohesive unit, playing with great intensity, aggressiveness, and confidence. I mean, they all just a unit. But one of the other notable things was Keaton Wade. The whole scrimmage was good on good, offense versus defense. They kept up a chain game, first downs and all. Offense just moved the ball. But Keaton Wade never played one down of offense, and I was really looking forward to seeing him run the ball yesterday. I didn't know what was up with that.
Nothing. Nothing. They just don't want him. No need. Yeah, they'll unleash him when they need him in a game. No need to get him out there and let him get hit or something.
One more quick thing about Keaton Wade. When they run the ball to his side, brother, he shut them down. That guy is one special defensive football player.
He will play on Sunday. I can promise you. He will play Sunday ball. He'll get paid to play.
I was sitting there watching him, and just the way he carries himself, and thought the same thing. I'm watching this guy stand on the sidelines here, and in the future I'll watch to see him play on Sundays. No doubt about it.
Without question.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, bud. Thank you. Yeah, R.D. called yesterday and said, what about the scrimmage, Bill? And that's where my kids go to high school. I didn't even know there was one because my kids aren't involved. I told you the story. They're not involved. They can't be involved. So, scrimmage, who? Which team? Who's scrimmaging? I had no idea. I didn't even hear. I don't know. I was about to say, I wonder if my kid went to the scrimmage. Well, He can't. Can't even go watch. Can he climb like a telephone pole and be up above everybody or where the droplets come down on somebody? Of course, he hasn't tested positive. All my kids have tested negative. Some of them multiple times. Multiple times. Nope. That virus likes to run hard outside, baby. It really does. Anyways, We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving here on 24 up by Harding Place. Lots of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Give yourself extra time. Still trying to finish up the paperwork in that earlier crash over on the west side of town at OHP at Highway 100. Still moving down 65 right now as you make your way down through Madison. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811 online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Nikki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 49. Sunshine for Saturday, high 78. Saturday night, chance of showers, cloudy, lows near 58. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
All right. We reported accurately on the show. Aliquippa Bob was our source. Josh in London, Ohio, has been gouged, has been gored, has been stabbed by the horn of a bull in his arm. He had to have surgery, have a plate put in there, also broke some ribs. I asked if he could come on and give us a full report. Here he is. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, that pretty much sucked. I was just helping to vaccinate, you know, fairly routine stuff, and you know, the other guys were out in another pasture with the rest of the animals, and a couple of us were inside doing the bulls, and we were pretty much done. We were in the process of letting them out, and Well, you know, I got in between a couple of them, and which, you know, it's kind of been happening for a little bit there, but next thing I know, it was before I even really understood what was happening, it was pretty much done and over with. So I never tried to break it up or anything. I didn't, you know, it just kind of threw me for a loop and knocked me on my ass, and so here I am now.
So what, but let me understand this. You put them through those chutes so you can vaccinate them. Were they out in the open, or did two of them get in a fight, or what happened?
Yeah, just two of them, you know, one on each side of me, got into a fight, and I had my back to the one that started the whole thing. So, you know, I just pretty much got sucker punched and, you know, got my arm in there, and I don't know if you saw my arm or not, but, you know, it was compound fracture. There's a few breaks.
Your forearm or your upper arm?
Yeah, right there just at my elbow.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
So,
well, you're lucky it wasn't getting worse, frankly.
Yeah, I got gored pretty good right there. But
now, what will you do? Is that something you've done all your life? Or I didn't even know if you were involved in something like that with cattle and stuff.
I don't do it all the time, no. Just, you know, I was there. They said, we're going to go do some vaccinating. I said, I'll come help. And, you know, that was pretty much that. I've done it before. You know, wow. But it's not a daily routine for me, no. But, yeah, I mean, I hurt. Hurts to breathe.
I bet. Now, did you have surgery on your arm?
Yeah, just the arm, the ribs, all that bruising, that stuff will heal on its own.
Man.
Yeah, they got me wrapped up pretty good. No cast because of the surgery, so they're, you know, everything's on a splint, at least for now. I don't know what their plan is after staples and stitches and such are out, that, you know, they might just go ahead and put a cast on it, but...
Can you drive?
Yeah, until then. I probably not right now. Right. I'm pretty sore. So, maybe if it weren't for my ribs, I could, you know, I could probably do it. But, you know, I'm going to give that a few days or so before I even try to do that. Just trying to get in and get out and sit in that way. And, yeah, I'm not really wanting to do all that right now. But sit back, grab a little devil's lettuce edibles. I can't smoke anything. God forbid I try to cough right now.
That would hurt. Oh, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. Wow.
Yeah, so we'll just get the edibles and stuff, and, you know, I won't even care about it much then.
All right, well, I know it's the real you because of what you just said, so I'm good there.
All right. even that hurt. Just,
I know. I didn't mean, yeah, didn't make you laugh. Didn't mean to. Anyways, Josh, the good thing is you're okay. You're going to be all right. That's the best part of the story.
Yeah, I'll be fine. You know, it's it'll heal, and I'll be back to my arrogant self probably well before I'm completely healed. So,
Josh, have a good weekend, sir.
All right, Bill, you too.
There he is, Josh in London, Ohio. I don't know how many of you, now just ask yourself this question. How many of you get to listen to a show outside of this show where a guy calls in and explains how he got gored by a bull? How many of you get that level of entertainment in your life outside of this show? Now, again, we're not making fun of it because we're glad he's okay. But he's okay. Josh in London. Now the other trick to Josh is when he tweets, you have to make sure you can edit on the fly because he always puts something in there that may catch you off guard. So you have to be careful. Matter of fact, he tweeted something like that already this morning. But you can imagine by shock. I'm sitting there yesterday doing the show, and we were busy, and I didn't get to it. I was going to hold it for today. But I get a message from Aliquippa Bob, which says, Josh says to tell you he got stabbed by a bull trying to break up a fight or whatever he was doing. Got in the middle of a fight, whatever it was. And he may be ghosting you for a while. He's not in good shape. But there he is. He did sound a little lethargic there, a little down because of, I'm sure, what he's been through. He's probably medicated up a little bit. But anyways, glad to hear he's okay. Crazy Charlie, at Crazy Charlie, I should say, 615 on Twitter. Markets are just going nuts this morning, up 43 on the S&P. Going crazy. At Bill S. King. Dogecoin. I think Dogecoin, didn't it recover yesterday? Those of you who have some. I don't have any. I'm late to that party. Anyway, it's going to be a nice weekend, too. Oh, I can't wait. Going to watch a lot of baseball this weekend at night. No, not heck no, not the major. College baseball. Lodgepodge.